Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. So today I want to just talk about believing. You know, and some of us have a hard time at times to believe, and it feels like we don't always access the very things that Christ has given. Now, what I mean with that is there's these two camps that they seem to always be. The one sitting and waiting for God to step in and do what he does. And it seems good, sounds good, but there's something missing. And on the other side, you have the people that feel like God did what he needed to do, and therefore we pick it up and we move with what he's done. And I tend to be on that side. Because see, we are humans, and I believe we are made to believe. That's what we do naturally. You do not have a lack of believing as much as you think. So what the Bible would call doubt would be believing in the wrong thing in practice. So that's what it looks like. It looks like believing a lie, giving strength and power to the lie, whereas God gives us his word to believe in. And this is what changes how we do things. This is what takes us from make-believe to believe. It is in accepting the reality of who he is and what he has said about us, and accepting it as what is, that helps us walk in something greater than we could have imagined. Because that gives us the ability that God gives, instead of what strength and discipline we can muster up. That helps us walk by grace and by his love. See, here's what makes it powerful. It's not in me professing lots of good things. It is confessing what is, so that I can walk in what he has already said. See, so in, for example, I don't have to say I am a son of God, even though there's probably nothing wrong with doing it. It is walking like a son of God that changes it, not professing it. If I really need to confess anything, I will confess what a son of God confesses. I am a son of God only because God said so, not because I said so. See, this makes it different, because I have accepted the reality of what he said that changes the way I do things. And that is what he wants for us, I believe. He loves seeing us take responsibility, because that is what a mature son would do, growing and learning from the Father. That is his invitation, as the word says, that he went and sat on the throne on high. And now, I believe, he's waiting for us to act on what he has said. He doesn't want to jump off his throne to come and help and save on his own. He wants to move through his sons. Even a bit of a controversial thought I'd like to even leave with you today, that, you know, Romans 8 verse 19 says that creation waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Do you see that it doesn't even say it waits for Jesus to come back? Now, I believe Jesus is coming back. But do you see that creation waits for the sons? It waits for you and me. When will we realize what creation is waiting for? Receive the grace that God has given and walk in it. So where we are, God's life can flow through and touch those people, those areas, those atmospheres, and all your surroundings. It is time we receive the grace with thanksgiving, because that's the first tool. That's practically the first step of receiving an acceptance of the truth of God, is saying this. So today, pray with me, and just a way of believing, instead of trying to have a make-believe where we speak Christianese well, instead of accept and walk in it. Because see, God's not waiting for your performance. He's not waiting for you to cross off a list of works, but he has prepared for you to walk in his good works that he prepared for you to be able to walk in and to accomplish. This is his work. So let's pray together, and you can confess with me or after me if it helps. So here we go. Thank you, God, for what you've done in me. You have put an incorruptible seed within me. It creates a desire for your life, for your healing, for your hope, for your peace to come like a flood to the areas I go through and to change atmospheres as your presence flows through my life, as I am your temple together with your saints, and your secret place is in me. Your most holy is with me. Thank you, God, that I can dine with you. What you have overcome, I can walk in. Thank you, Jesus, for a healing life that flows through my hands. Thank you, Father, for new ideas, new patterns, new thoughts about my life and those around me. Come to me every day because of your Spirit that renews me and refreshes my soul. Thank you, Lord, for new strength in this day to believe and accept what you have spoken over me. Thank you, Father, for peace wherever I walk, to hearts that are troubled that would receive hope, and when they are even angry, they would be stilled and calm. Thank you, Lord, for perspective above and beyond what I feel. Thank you, Father, that I can walk in something greater than I've ever imagined before. Thank you for teaching me as a son today that I am not ashamed or scared or withdrawn from you, but that I can walk in your open arms and receive love and know that your heart is ever merciful toward my mistakes, so that I can walk in confidence and see your goodness. I can trust your heart for me. Thank you, God, that my finances is blessed, that you will make it multiply, and you will see your kingdom in my life manifest, whether through my eyes, through my mouth, through my touch, through my presence, that you would be the main focus. Thank you, Lord, that the seed you have put in me can move mountains, can calm the seas, and can even sleep in the storm. Thank you, God, that you have not just come to make it easy, but you have made it possible, even when it's hard. I thank you, God, for the grace and mercy I have today. Thank you for sending your Son to die not just in my place, but to kill even that which was wanting to kill my life. Thank you for life through your Spirit in me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. This is always so much fun sharing with you, praying with you. And thank you each one praying with us. And those sowing financially, bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you. And we pray that your harvest would be multiplied to you. And spiritually also be multiplied to you and blessed, that you may grow in Christ in his full stature. So thank you guys. Until next time.